We wrote to Minister Joyce and to the Federal Department very recently requesting that they get another tender round happening as soon as they could, and I was actually surprised to get a phone call last week to discuss that, and then the announcement's obviously come early this week, which is great to see.
Same deal as last time, in that this groundwater purchase tender will not contribute to the gigalitre surface water recovery target. That's 2,750 gigs. However, it's going to help deliver on the government's commitment to bridge the gap to the groundwater sustainable diversion limits in the basin plan. Now, the difference is with irrigators in the Upper Condamine, they're willing sellers. Is that still the case? They were up until this point?
Yes, we hope there still will be some willing sellers. They've still got a long way to go in recovering this water. They've only recovered around 2,000 megalitres, or 4% of the total recovery target that we need to get to sustainability of our system. So they have to recover around 46,000 megalitres, which is going to be a very difficult task to find enough willing sellers under that system.
Clearly the federal government's come to the party and purchased. What does that mean for the price of water in this system?
It's difficult to say. The recent sales haven't been published yet because some of those sales wouldn't be completely through to contract yet. But from what I can understand, the price is similar to what's been on the website of the Queensland DNR for some time, of around that $1,800 to $2,000 per megalitre, depending on the sub-area that people are in.
Lindsay Craig, buybacks for many other irrigated communities are basically hated, yet it seems like they're welcomed here. But then again, it's all pretty new, and the full effect of selling that water in the farming system probably hasn't been felt yet. Would that be fair to say? And we've sort of had relatively good seasons in this system, and there's been enough surface water in dams. Will there be a noticeable effect on the farming community?
I think we will see it over time. As I said, there's only been 4% of this total recovery target completed. So as we move towards that higher level, we are going to see greater impacts on the community, particularly in years where our surface water is limited. I do believe that's been masked in the last few years. So we're talking to the federal government as well about including our system, the Condamine Alluvium, in the Healthy Headwaters program, so the infrastructure program rather than just buybacks. Buybacks probably are necessary for this system due to the large number of small entitlement holders that probably can't access that infrastructure program, but we do want to be able to access that, similar to the way it's been opened up for the Condamine River recently. We're also working on getting that infrastructure program opened up for the tributaries, including the North Branch of the Condamine and Oakey Creek and others. So we would like to see that infrastructure program extended further in this region, that's for sure.